Good evening. We're continuing with the laws of tefillin on page 74 this evening. There's a something important to highlight and a very practical nafkmin lahalacha. Here we go. That will be today's topic. So, let's talk about the ma'avarta. As we said before, the ma'avarta is that thicker black part of the tefillin. Of the tefillah, where the ritzua passes underneath, and the kesher of the yud. We know that in Tzlin Shel Yad, there's on the inside for righty, there's like a little yud, right, little knot there in the corner. Okay, so says our Shulchan Aruch, this is the halacha number 20. Megan nachon she hayud shel kesher tefillah shel yad letzad halev. So if this is your tefillah, or this is your box, your tefillin in singular, your yud is keneged halev, which is over here. But tefillin alav lezarchu, it's fine. Yesh lizeher shelo tazuz yud shel kesher matfila. You shouldn't have the yud budge from the box. What's the minhag? Minhag anachon ta'ken shemavarta shebar ritzua over tachad munachat letzaf haketef v'aktel letzad hayad. Fine, that's what we said that before. Now, so how important is it that we have this yud connected to our bayit? Says the Shari Tshuva, very important. V'katav v'sefer shalmi tzibor shebesefer zer zahav. I'm not sure who that is. O'chiach l'maritzemach medivrei harav zal. Tzitzar shalot tazuz hayad le'olam. So the yud should never move. Afilu b'yotom l'chim b'toch hakis. Even when you're like 2 in the morning in your tefillin bag. Val Kane, Noagin Rabbi Miresha Maim, Lik Shor Hayod Yod Imachut, Shogid Shel Hatfila. That they'll use a sinew. If you take a look at most people's yod, they're actually, it's tied. Take a look at your yod.
Just got it done.
Look at that. You got an upgrade. You upgraded your tefillin. Nice. There you go.
In the garage soaper.
Right from Rabbi Bibble. The ain koshrino time ritzuah b'shat hanacha. Arkel neshono. The diditzrach iyun. The all yidik shira zo. He says there's a problem. Achut shogid zaviv hatitora, which is the bottom part of the box. Who chotzes ben azrul tefillin? He said there's a problem. Why? Because if you have a chut, if you have a string, so isn't that going to be a chatzitza from the bottom part of your tefillin to your hand, if there's a string there? So he says he's unclear exactly where the the truth is, I should have brought the tefillin, which I don't have in my lockers at home. But that's why you'll notice usually it will be, they're going to string it at the top. There'll be a little string. I mean, if you notice, you ever have it?
Yeah.
Right? Most people have it today. I think it's a more modern thing that they tried to upgrade it in order to do it. Otherwise, who should be makbid? And that's why if you see people who don't have that, their yud sometimes like flies all over the place. Right? It's like a quarter of an inch separated around. It's just like hanging out there. And it needs to be affixed to the actual tefillin itself. Now, how important is it that the yud is on this side? What would be the nafkamina? Let's say a righty has no tefillin, and he has to borrow from a lefty. Only available tefillin is lefty tefillin, or most likely vice versa. A lefty needs tefillin. The only available tefillin is a right-handed tefillin, i.e. for your left hand, right? Says the Bir Halacha.
What do?
You literally put it the other way around. Right? So instead of putting it like this, you flip it around. It's crazy. That's what to do.
Because
think about it. If I'm right-handed, so I have my yud over here. If I'm putting this on here, because let's say I'm giving it to a lefty, so the yud is hanging over here. He says, better to take it, flip it around, put it on this way, so that your yud at least is on this side. Which we did last night, because your yud needs to be on the inner
side, you have, like, I guess, like Rashi, right? On the inner side, parallel to the heart. Look at that. He says that's the course of the Gemara. Afshagad b'shem minhag, fine. Didn't the Gemara lepirush agonim, suin l'chai adam. He argues on this. Bevadetov tov yoter lasot k'shashus Yaakov. This idea of the Gemara, who the Kamer Shonim is the minhag k'mo shekadav agra. He says that's in fact what you should do. He likes his minhag that if you need to and you're desperate, flip it around. He feels that's better. So it's better to flip around the mevar, which is totally counterintuitive. To flip around, lending it to somebody.
No, but like the yod.
Oh, right. Actually, that yod, right? That's on the inside, right? There you go. Yod's on the inside. When you say Yesh Abish, that's Tefillah Kula.
It's hard to see.
Right, this was kind of yesterday's, I guess. This is what we did last night.
Please wear a jacket. We'll talk about
it. Maybe the same. Oh, this is about the different positions.
Right. So you see the bottom one is much higher by the bicep. Right?
The first one's lower.
The first one's allowed?
The first one is what is ideal. Yesh nakvish et tefillah kula timunachat ach verap makam atapuach. Afilu ma'at mimena lo yeh. Munach b'makam shebo habasar mishtapel v'yared. Right? So you place it just the second where it begins to slope down. I guess if you're really jacked, you have more room to put your tefillin because you have a huge bicep, so your descending bicep is bigger than my bicep.
That problem.
No, he says
this,
to put
picture,
it.
This picture is like right here. It's like right at the joints,
like right before the elbow.
It's really low. No?
That's because he has a small section.
Yeah. He's a wimpy guy. I don't know. He's not buff.
Very this one looks more legit.
No, that was high. That's high. That's high.
Yesterday was the
key. That's to be in
that. Right. Close to the elbow.
Would it be like here?
Exactly, that's what he says. You're jacked, so you have more room. That's what he... Okay, so it's really a practical, hopefully, you know, you don't run into a mystery, everyone's filling, and that you really need to be tied down and connected, and not, like, you know, loose flapping around somewhere, that could be problematic.